This morning we have an opportunity to reflect on the great miracle that we just heard about in the Gospel, the multiplication of the loaves. And it happens that we ponder this miracle on St. John Vianney Sunday, the day in which we honor the patron saint of all priests, and we also reflect on the great gift of the priesthood and of the Eucharist, and we ask his intercession for more vocations to the priesthood. Now, this miracle of the multiplication of loaves is very familiar to us. I think everyone knows the story. It's recounted in all four of the Gospels. So I'd like to start with something else. I'd like to start with a question that comes from today's second reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. St. Paul asks, what will separate us from the love of Christ? What will separate us from the love of Christ? What will get in the way? What's the problem? What can interfere with the love relationship we have with Christ? And Paul mentions many possibilities, things that might separate us from the love of Christ. He mentions anguish, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or the sword. And then he quickly answers that none of these things will separate us from the love of Christ. He says we conquer overwhelmingly in all of these seeming problems. He even adds more possibilities at the end of the reading. He mentions even death itself. None of them, nothing. And this is true. This is absolutely true. In faith, we can be absolutely certain that God loves us and that nothing can stop him from loving us. But whenever we experience something bad, this absolute truth can suddenly seem like it's not true. And this is a very common experience. We experience what St. Paul calls anguish or distress or persecution or famine. One of our loved ones gets sick or they die, or we have conflicts in marriage or in the family, or we lose our job, or we fail, or we get robbed, or we get betrayed or hurt somehow. Or we hear about problems in the world, corruption, war, but actually it could be almost anything. Almost anything triggers this reaction, even minor things that make us ask this question, well, if God loves me, why did he allow this terrible thing to happen to me or to my loved ones? If God loves me, if nothing separates me from the love of God, well, why did he allow this to happen? It seems like these terrible experiences do separate us from the love of God, or at least they show us that he doesn't love us as much as we thought he did. And because our faith can be so weak, even minor problems can make us falter. Even little things, broken toilet, lost phone, a rainstorm, anything. And all of a sudden, we get this sense that no one's taking care of us. Or we wonder if God is really taking care of us. Well, that brings us to today's gospel account. The problem here is obvious to the disciples. It's very basic. There's not enough food. There's not enough food. It's a big crowd. It's late in the day. It's a deserted place. Jesus' heart is moved with pity for the vast crowd, it says here. But the hearts of his disciples are not moved with pity. They just see the problem. There's not enough food. The problem of hunger. And so they say to Jesus, get rid of all these people. Tell them to go and take care of themselves. Tell them to go and buy some food for themselves. What can separate these people from the love of Christ? The disciples think that hunger is the problem and that should separate them from Christ. But in fact, the disciples themselves are getting in the way between the crowds and the love of Christ. And then Jesus, he seems to make it worse rather than better, because he says to them, there's no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves. What? We only have 5 loaves. You want us to give this vast crowd 5 loaves? You want us to waste the little bit that we have on them? You see, this is always our reaction. This is always our reaction when we're focused on ourselves and we're not living by faith. We worry about ourselves. We worry about how little we have, about how difficult it is to solve our big problems, without thinking about what God is doing, or what he wants to do, or what he has for us. No, we tend to focus on ourselves and on the little bit that we have. What does Jesus do when they react, we only have 5 loaves? He says, bring them to me. Bring them here to me. Does he mean the loaves, or does he mean the people? It seems that both. Bring this whole problem to me. In other words, you're approaching this all wrong. Don't try to solve all the world's problems on your own, or even your own problems on your own. Bring them here to me. Bring them to me. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened. And once the disciples do their little part, once they actually bring the problem to Jesus, or entrust the problem to Jesus, and also entrust to him their own little solution, their 5 loaves, he does the rest. In this case, he performs one of his great public miracles. We know this story. The multiplication of the loaves is one of the most famous signs of God's power to satisfy all hungers of his people. It's also a sign of his desire to do so, because he's moved, his heart is moved with pity. And the miracle certainly points toward the sacrament of the Eucharist, the bread of life, the divine food for both body and soul. If we get stuck complaining that we shouldn't run out of food in the first place, or complaining that our problems are proof that God doesn't love us enough, we miss the whole point. God, it's true, does not multiply loaves all the time. He doesn't multiply loaves for the sake of the hungry all the time. He doesn't prevent all our problems, and he doesn't solve them in the way we think he should. He does expect us to entrust our problems to him. Bring them here to me. He does expect us to entrust our little solutions, our 5 loaves, to him. He does ask us to put our faith in him, to see everything in light of him, in light of faith in him. Because it's Jesus himself who makes all the difference, not the number of loaves or the number of people. Jesus himself is the key to the whole situation. Because he has something much greater in mind for us than we can even imagine. So going back to St. Paul's question, well, what can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ? Well, nothing. No problem, no circumstance, no evil situation, no evil person can separate us from the love of God. But we ourselves can separate ourselves from God. Right? When we choose selfishness, when we choose sin, when we choose not to trust in God, rather to do things our own way, then we get in the way of the love of God. He doesn't stop loving us, but we prevent his love from bearing its abundant fruit. So the simple message of this morning is God loves us, God provides all that we need, and he asks us to love him and to let him be the Lord of our lives. When we have faith in him, he provides for us. And more, he also gives us enough to share with others. What seems like a little bit to us is, in the hands of God, more than enough. So that we can practice both love of God and love of neighbor. We can give our loaves to God and to our neighbor, because he loves us so much, and nothing is impossible for God.